Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
MTA now looking for a new leader for the New York City Transit Authority.
Andy Byford submitted his letter of resignation, and there's no reason given why. We also don't know what day it takes effect or what he will do next. MTA Chairman Pat Foy said Byford indicated he will take some time off. At the MTA meeting, Byford thanked several people, including the governor, although Byford and the governor did bump heads a number of times in the past over Byford's responsibilities. Byford also thanked the riders and other New Yorkers for the opportunity.
This really is the absolute pinnacle of any transit professional's career. You know, it doesn't get much bigger than New York City Transit, and it's been my honor and privilege to serve New Yorkers.
Byford is credited with, among other things, making the subway trains go faster. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at MTA headquarters.
Speaking at an unrelated event, Governor Cuomo had praise for Byford.
Andy Byford is a good man. I think he's done a lot of good during his 2 years. I think we have, fundamentally, the way the MTA operates is they have a very strong team, and the team has even gotten stronger.
Both Bill de Blasio and Corey Johnson are not happy. The mayor tweeted that the MTA needs people like Andy Byford now more than ever. The council speaker said he is devastated, and he wrote, "Let's get this thing going. #BringAndyBack."